Now, I'm delighted to say we have on the line Sheila Fleming. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
Good morning, Conor. Great, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, in fairness, I read this piece in the Northside People there recently about this attempt to swim across the English Channel. And it's to raise funds for Build for Life. Is that correct?
That's correct. It will be my sister, Maura, who'll be trying to swim the English Channel. Not me, I hasten to add.
Oh, right,
my sister
okay.
is Maura Toomey.
Right, okay. Well, can you tell us, you know, in fairness now, when I spoke to you the other day on the phone, Maura actually lives in the US, is that correct? Or she's in the US?
She does now, for the past 20 years.
Gosh, okay.
But before that, and of course she'll be 59 in July.
So you're not supposed to give ladies ages over the airwaves, you know, Sheila, please, you know, like, a bit of decorum here, you know. And so she's going to try and swim across the English Channel.
Absolutely. And you know, the rules of the English Channel swim are you just wear an ordinary swimsuit and an ordinary hat. You're not allowed to wear wetsuits.
Wow. Because, so, like, it's cold. Like, you'd have to be. I've seen, you know, some of the guys try to do it and they're nearly basted in this white stuff. They look like they're a trussed-up turkey just about to go in the oven. Is that just to keep you warm?
At Christmas, exactly.
Yeah.
You have to wear that. You have to wear that because you're not allowed any assistance on the way.
Right, okay.
You can be handed a drink or food, and you can have a nightstick at night if you're still swimming in the dark, because it is approximately 23 miles, nearly 24 miles long.
Yes, yeah.
So the grease that you wrap yourself in or paste on yourself is what helps you bear the channel water temperature at that time of the year.
Right. And, of course, you can't just arrive and go swimming. You have to do this by appointment or something, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's a slot between the 9th and the 13th of July, and Maura pre-qualified for it by completing challenges, open water challenges last summer down off Kinsale in Cork.
Oh, right, okay.
There's a marathon summer camp, open water camp run there. And if you pass over the 9-10 days, if you complete this swim, and particularly a very long one around the Sandy Cove Island, then you earn your slot for the following year in the
All right,
channel.
All right, okay. So it's, as I said, it's not just a matter of here I am, I'm going to swim the channel. Okay.
No. And you know, she started open water swimming only about 20 years ago, because before that, when she was a child, she had done swimming in the new pool at Guinness's where my father worked, and so we all learned to swim there. But and then she swam in the bull off the Bull Wall here, near where I live.
Right.
And as a child, she got stung by jellyfish and never wanted to go into open water again.
I don't blame her, in fairness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so then last, when she went to school here and college here, and she taught as a teacher in Holy Trinity School.
Oh, up in Donnymead,
in Donnymead.
Yeah.
And St. Anne's Junior School in Fettercairn in Talla.
Right.
She taught there for near 9 years in all,
right,
between the two schools. And she lived in Dublin.
Right.
But then she decided to take a leave of absence, and she went to live and work in Boston.
Right,
and
okay.
One thing led to another, and she stayed there.
That's
but for
right.
her 50th birthday 9 years ago, she decided to do the Alcatraz swim. Before that, she'd only been swimming locally in Boston Harbour,
right,
for charity swims. And then after twice doing the Alcatraz swim, she decided she better take it up seriously, and started training with master swimming clubs there.
Right.
In Boston. And of course, then every year she comes to home to Ireland, of course. And she got in touch with Ailish Burns of Cork, who's designed her personal training plan.
Right.
And as I say, pre-qualified last year and last summer, and has been very hard training. But with the very bad winter they had in Massachusetts,
yes,
this year,
it must have been difficult, yes.
Yes, it is. The open water side of things.
Yeah, frozen, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so this year she's had to go twice to California, to San Diego, once just straight after Christmas, Stephen's Day, and then she had to do it again in early February. She had to trek out to California because the water was still too cold off Boston.
Yes.
And she needed. But she does these very long indoor swims in the Cambridge Masters Swim Club in Boston, and she's a member of two outdoor clubs there. And I love the name of this one, the Nahant Knuckleheads.
Yeah, well, you'd want to be pretty knucklehead now to be doing that kind of stuff now. Even as you were saying, swimming in Dublin Bay, fair play to her off Dolymount or somewhere like that. I wouldn't get in there myself now, and I lived across the road from it.
It's hardcore stuff,
hardcore.
You know.
Anyway,
there's a lot of open water swimmers around Ireland, but she has
fair
decided
play.
To do this for cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, exactly.
To raise hopefully €20,000 for children's and teenagers' isolation unit in Cork University Hospital.
Right, okay, yeah. Can you give us the website and the charity email address and all that?
The charity, a parents' charity in Cork and Kerry, is called Build for Life. Now, that's the number four, buildforlife.net.
Right, okay.
And Maura has a website of her own called Maura's Channel Swim. wordpress.com.
Yep.
Or people, if they know of Maura or the Toomey family who lived in Crumlin, off the Long Mile Road, Drimna area, or went to school with us, they can go straight to mycharity.ie, where you can transfer your money very simply and safely to Maura's English Channel Swim.
Yeah. Okay.
And I want to say this on behalf of Maura. Every single euro or cent goes directly to Build for Life. She will not be getting anything
fair
out
play
of this.
Fair play to her. Yeah. Well, look, all the very best with that. And thanks for taking the call. And if there's anybody out there that can help, that can throw a few bob Maura's way for the charity, please do so. Sheila, thanks very much, and hopefully we'll talk to you again, and all the very best with that endeavour. And thanks for taking the call.
Thank you very much for your interest, Connor.
No bother. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Bye-bye.